Let's pray. Father, we come before you. We thank you, Father, for your love, for your care. And we thank you that you reveal yourself to us in your word. Now, Father, as we look at the topic, what is God like? We ask you, Father, to open our minds and our hearts and to give us revelation of yourself. Not revelation from me or my words, but revelation from your Spirit. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Many years ago, I heard a song called What's God Like? And I was thinking of it this morning. And I partially remember it, but some sections just really stand out. And I want to try and quote some verses of it from memory. When I think of God, he has a long white beard, and he brings me gifts at the end of the year. But the big one comes in the by and by from the Santa Claus up in the sky. Another verse says, when I think of God, he's like in a museum, kept under glass, where I can go see him. It's such a comfort to know he's there. He's near to me and not off somewhere. Another verse says, when I think of God, he's like a silver lining, although that does seem quite confining. Then the chorus goes, well, all of us have expressed our thoughts, his size, his shape, and what we've been taught. But I think we ought to take a look and see what it says in the old, old book. God is light. God is love. God is faithful day and night. He is eternal. He never changes. Though the seas rise up to swallow mountain ranges. God is interested in you and me, wanting us to be the best we can be. We're not perfect living the way we do, but he knows just what we're going through. God is love, God is light, God is faithful day and night. He is eternal, he never changes, though the seas rise up to swallow mountain ranges. And I think when I look at that, or I listen to those words, it just brings home to me the eternal nature of God, the eternal character of God, that God is so much more than our tiny imaginations. God is so much greater than anything we can imagine. And anything we imagine him to be puts him in the confinement of our own selves. God is beyond all that. God said, let there be light, and it was so. God spoke the world into existence. God said, my people are falling short of the target that I have set for them, and the law that I gave them can't save them. So I will send my son to fulfill that law because I love them. I'm reminded of a passage from the book of Exodus, chapter 3. Moses was out in the desert tending sheep, and God spoke to him. Then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent you. Now when you take those two words, I am, they stand out in eternity. They stand out in time and they stand out beyond time. Because I am is the present tense. It's not I was the God who created the earth. It's not I will be the God who brings the earth to a close. It's I am. I am now. I am interested in you now. I am beyond time. I am not measured by time. I do not age. I am from eternity to eternity, but I am, and I am with you now, here, in the present, in this very second. And you know, sometimes we think that God seems a long way away. I think that's when we're a long way from God, because he's certainly here with us. The birth of Jesus was prophesied by the book of, in the book of Isaiah, by the prophet Isaiah. His name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. Also says his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So what's God like? God is someone who we cannot even imagine. Because when we try to imagine God, we are only his creation. And we have great, 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 great limitations in our imagination. But God is. He says, I am. I am the fulfillment of your existence. I am your being. I am your purpose in life. I am your focus. I am your very life. For when I withhold breath, you die. See, when God created Adam, he breathed into man, and man became a living soul. I am. I am who I am. I am Almighty. And I want you to be lost in me. I want you to be so full of who I am that I fill you. That's who God is. Father, let us have a revelation. Let us have an ongoing, continuing revelation of who you are and who we are in you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.